Blog Talk Radio.
All opinions, comments, and representations made by the hosts of Brilliant Ideas Radio and their guests are strictly for entertainment purposes. Well, at least that's what we think we're doing. Entertaining you. Welcome to Brilliant Ideas Radio. Brilliant Ideas Radio keeps you informed about all the awesome products and people in the food industry. Brilliant Ideas Radio is about food, music, and most importantly, having fun with your friends. And now, here is the man with the master plan, Brilliant Ideas. So join the fun and call the studio number at 714-242-5272. Once again, the studio number is 714-242-5272.
Welcome to another Brilliant Ideas Radio Show. Laurie, do you know what that song is from? What movie?
Isn't that from Batman? Well, it's funny. I was actually thinking, or the Green Hornet. It was one of those shows.
It's actually Pulp Fiction. That was the theme song from Pulp Fiction. And I was told when I was in Amarillo last week that I'm looking more and more like a cross between John Travolta and Pulp Fiction and ZZ Top. So I don't know what that means, but
I heard that song. I'm like, okay, well, he's playing that for some reason. He's playing that for some reason, but obviously not.
Well,
just no reason.
That's what the guys told me. Welcome everybody to another Brilliant Ideas Radio Show, where we talk about food and we talk about music and we talk about friends, and don't believe any damn thing we say, because if you try to get your information from us, then boy,
you're in trouble. Yes.
I don't know where Brian is. Have you heard from Brian?
No. He should be calling in any second. Last time we talked to him, we said he's usually
Johnny on the spot, but today.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know what the deal is, unless he's having
it's
a problem.
It's nice weather. Maybe he's playing hooky.
Brian, if you're out there, it's showtime. Hello, Brian. Anyway, welcome to another show where we talk about food news and things going on in the food world. And I have an announcement to make. We have a new partner working with, this is good, Brilliant Ideas Radio, our good buddies over at Hot Box Grills and hotboxgrills.com. Dave Benjamin was on our show, I think that was 2 weeks ago, and he talked about Hot Box Grills, and he and I have worked out a multi-million dollar deal, and and he's going to be one of the partners of the show for the next few months, and we'll be cooking on the Hot Box Grill, and God knows what we'll be doing
woo-hoo!
From there. But woo-hoo! So thanks, Dave and Benjamin, for joining the show, and you'll be hearing more about Hot Box Grills and what they're doing out there in the grilling world. It's a really cool product. If you haven't seen it, go check out their website, because it's basically a tailgating grill, and I actually don't have mine yet, but when I do, I'll show it off. But it's for easy travel. You can fold it up, take it anywhere, picnics, tailgating, beach, what have you, and it's pretty cool. So
right,
I'm looking forward to... What'd you say?
Right in your own driveway, you can.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm planning on doing, because we'll have the neighbors swarming like wasps out here. But
oh,
anyway,
yeah.
No, it's a pretty cool product. It's kind of neat that we're getting involved in this. He just started it. He's got the patent, and I guess it's patent pending, but things are looking really good, and from what I can see so far, it's
him.
A pretty cool product. Yep, so good for him. Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we'll be talking about that for the next 3 months or so as more things develop. He's got some new products he's coming out with. And I don't know where Brian is. Oh, Brian. In the meantime, let's go. Let's see here. Did you have any food news, Lori? Is this all up on me today? I have nothing planned, but I can go find something.
No, I have food news, but I know you had mentioned a few things you want to talk about. What about the bacon jerky that we received from the UPS the other day? Oh, my gosh.
Yes, folks, if you haven't had the new – I don't know if it's even out yet, but we just got our sampling from Pork Barrel Barbecue. And they were on our show a few weeks back, and they had a Kickstarter program, and they raised the money, and they were the same guys that were on Shark Tank.
Shark Tank or something? Mm-hmm.
Yep. And they're doing really well, but they come out with a bacon jerky. They've got three different flavors. We received two of them in the mail. And what, do we devour them in like 3 minutes? Between us and the dogs, we all,
God. No, it was funny. You were craving something sweet, and it was late at night. It wasn't like 11 o'clock. You're like, okay, I'm kind of craving something sweet. I'm like, yeah, me too. And then you're like, oh, my God, I have the maple. Wasn't it like a maple bacon?
Yeah, it was the maple flavored bacon. Then we also
maple
had
pepper,
I think it was called the hot peppered. I should have wrote down the names, but. It was the peppered bacon, and both of them, we devoured them,
I think,
between that night and the next morning, they were gone, and fantastic.
Oh, yeah.
If you haven't had this jerky, I'm not a real fan of jerky. I mean, I've bought it on occasion when times were tough, but, if you're wanting something, craving something, but this stuff, I mean, it's just like real bacon, and you can eat it anywhere. I mean, you don't have to have a frying pan. You can just open up a package and eat it.
It was so good. But, you know, it did hit the spot. The maple was like the little bit of sweetness with the bacon. It did hit the spot. But then what was the – I can't believe we don't remember the other one. It was a pepper or something. It was
something pepper, and I should have wrote it down. I forgot. But it was some kind of pepper.
Yeah.
And they have another one,
too. It was
that
good. We just swallowed it and – oh,
you know what?
Gosh.
If it tastes like bacon, it doesn't matter to me what it has on it. But it was excellent.
Exactly.
So I don't think it's on their website yet because I went and looked. Pork Barrel Barbecue. It's brand new product. I guess we were the first ones to receive it. The people who had supported them on Kickstarter, and I guess they're bringing it to market here shortly. So as more information becomes more available, we'll post that on Facebook. But I'm telling you. If you like bacon and you like jerky, well, those two things together are in this package.
Absolutely.
And it's excellent. So check that out. You know what? I do want – there's one topic I want to talk about here. And talk on it. I wanted Brian to be here because this is right up his alley. This is kind of dark side stuff. I tell you what.
I love this stuff.
What do you have first? Because maybe he'll call him in a minute. Maybe he's had an issue with the phone. You want to go tell one story first? And I'm going to –
Absolutely.
I got a McDonald's story, and that's kind of a dark side story, and he needs to be part of this.
Okay. Oh, it's real dark, all right. Well, I know last week we talked about some of the best food trends, and
yep.
I never finished some of the other ones that were on my list, so here we go. Do you like beans?
Beans are like a new trend?
B-E-A-N-S.
B-E-A-N-S, like beans. Like beans being the musical fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Bored with the traditional black beans and pinto beans? Don't give up on this staple food. Next time you're at the market, look for heirloom beans. What makes them stand out are their stronger flavors, their creamier and meatier texture, and some make the best liquid to cook with. Heirloom beans are a great vegan and gluten-free option, and they're rich in fiber and protein, which we know. And there is a wide variety of heirloom beans to choose from. Some include scarlet runner beans. They're red or purple and black. Now they have these ones, fire tongue beans. They look like kidney beans. And they say to sprinkle them on salads as a meat-free yet meaty topping. Now I know you always buy like cans of beans and you make your soup and stuff and it's delicious.
Right.
But I haven't heard of the heirloom beans.
What heirloom beans? I wonder what that means. Like they came from the Pilgrims or something. What does that mean?
Heirloom. They're blending.
I know. It's what the heck? I mean, come on, beans are like they have like a whole row at Walmart from kidney to red beans to black beans to yellow beans to orange beans to chickpeas. Speaking of chickpeas, tell everybody about those.
The butter beans.
Oh, butter beans. My butter beans are my favorite. Tell everybody about those chickpeas I made for you. But which peas are actually like beans? I don't know why they call them chickpeas.
Chickpeas, they were so good. You just took a can of chickpeas, and I think you put some like red pepper in it, and you put jalapenos in it. And what else did you say? Black pepper, Owens. I don't think you put Owens in it, right? Marty Owens. What was that? Tatanka?
Yes, I put some of Marty Owens, Owens
did?
BBQ,
okay.
Tatanka sauce. Yeah, I'm not Tatanka raw, not sauce. But and then what was the magic ingredient was the jalapeno slices.
Yeah,
I had that with
the
salmon.
As a side dish with fish. It was so good and so healthy.
Oh, my God. Hanover chickpeas are 69 cents a can. All you got to do is mix in some seasonings like that, and you got a meal. It was excellent.
It was excellent. But don't I have you hooked on fish now? You're eating fish like three times
a
week?
You do have me hooked on fish. The funny part, people are probably laughing. They're like, oh, my God, he's buying Hanover beans for 69 cents at Walmart. But they are good.
They're good for you.
Hey, hold on a second. Let's see here. Did Brian call in? Something's not right here. He didn't call in. Somebody was calling in, but it wasn't him. They hung up. Okay. All right, so heirloom beans.
Well, there could be something wrong with the phone because I tried to call and I was getting disconnected. Didn't Blog Talk have a problem today, you said?
Yeah. By the way, folks, if you lose this, Blog Talk Radio, I'll just say, has problems. You name it, they've had it go wrong. Every week there's something, but this week everybody's having problems signing on, and I'm a member of a group of Blog Talk Radio hosts, and everybody talks about all the problems that they have. So if by chance we fall off the face of the earth during this broadcast, sorry, but something's wrong with their system. But we were able to sign on, so everything seems to be working right now. But yeah, they got all kinds of issues. What?
Didn't that sound like someone else was just talking?
I didn't hear it.
Did you hear that?
Well, that might be the voices in your head, Laurie, but no, I didn't hear anybody.
It's like I heard another line come in or someone else talking for a second. I'm like, oh, my God.
Maybe it's Brian. He's trying to get in. I don't know. There actually is somebody trying to get in, but there's something wrong with the system. It probably is Brian calling in, so what are you going to do? All right, so what are the trends? What are the other trends we got?
Okay, here we go. Rutabagas.
Rutabagas
aren't just a funny-sounding name. These vitamin C root vegetables with a mild, peppery taste are also known as yellow turnips, Swedish turnips, or Swedes. They are definitely having their moment right next to the more popular cousin, the turnip. Perfect raw or cooked, mashed, pureed, roasted, boiled, braised, do you believe all this? Stir
fried. Have you ever had them? Have you eaten rutabagas?
I have. Yep.
Do you like them?
Not often, but I guess I've had them before. This flexible vegetable is perfect in a warm soup during the winter. First of all, I love turnips. We don't buy the turnips much.
You know why?
Why?
Because I don't like them. I can remember my grandmother making turnips and rutabagas. And it was like punishment. That was like one of those things, like if you did something bad, you had to eat them. I have never liked rutabaga. Maybe it's the way she prepared them, but
I was just
going to
say, it's got to be because maybe she didn't put enough butter or a little bit of salt and pepper.
Anything with butter. I mean, if you could eat liver if you put enough butter on it.
Mm-hmm. That's true. Absolutely.
No, I don't like the thing. So that's a trend that I'm not going for. I'm sorry.
Oh, I love turnips, yeah.
Oh, I got to tell a story. Speaking of trends, was it you or me last week that talked about pig's feet? It was me, right? Yeah, it was me that talked about pig's feet. Get this. I was at a food trade show, this past week in Amarillo, Texas. The guy across from me, this is funny, the guy across from me happened to be, he sold like bacon and other products, but one of the things he was displaying was pickled pig feet. And
oh, you're kidding.
So
you didn't even tell me this.
This is the funny part. So he's a salesman now who sells pickled pig feet, right? So I told him my story.
Say that three times fast.
That is hard. Like Peter Piper picked a peck of pickled pig feet.
Yeah.
But he actually sells the stuff. This is the funny part. So I go and tell him about my San Francisco story where pig's feet are like the hottest thing going now. People are paying $40 a plate for 2 pounds of pig's feet, and we talked about that last week. So I say to the guy, I say, oh, wow, look, you've got pig's feet. And I told him the story. He goes, I've never eaten them. I said, okay, wait a minute. You sell them, but you never eat them? He says, I wouldn't touch the thing. So anyway, the guy who actually sells them would not eat them, but I almost opened a jar to try them out, but I'm kind of like, you know, I'm not real fan of pig feet. I actually had them years ago when I was like 17 and whatever, but I guess they're preparing them in San Francisco. The famous chefs there are doing something with them that everybody are raving about. But, yep, even the salesman of pig feet didn't eat them.
I remember years ago, there was a chocolate here, and he couldn't, he was allergic to the chocolate, certain chocolate, and he could make it. And it was out of this world. Oh, what? Something. He was from Las Vegas. What the heck was his name? And he couldn't have certain chocolate because he was allergic to it. So I'm like, well, how do you know? Remember this? Well, how do you know it tastes right? And he said, well, because, you know, his customers and, you know, all the help and stuff would tell him. But can you imagine? Like, and I know I mentioned before my friend Chef Carla Pellegrino. She is an amazing chef, and she's allergic to shrimp. And she would make, you know, the Italian, you know, shrimp
really?
Candy and stuff. But she couldn't have shrimp. She was allergic to it.
Interesting.
It's out of this world.
You know, I love that name, Chocolatier. I mean, you think of Mouseketeers, but Chocolatier. I think I want to be known from now on. I'm going to have it on my card. I'm putting on my business card. I'm a humble host of a foodie radio show, and I'm a baconeer.
Baconeer.
I like that. If you can be a chocolatier, why can't I be a baconeer?
You can. You can be anything you want to be.
That's another new word. I came up with another word that I can't repeat
yes,
on
you
radio.
Did. Oh, I was rolling. You want to tell him?
I can't.
I told you. I told you to send it into the Urban Dictionary, didn't I tell you?
Yes, don't tell anybody because I think I'm going to. But we got a new one, baconeer. I'm a
baconeer.
A connoisseur of bacon. I'm a baconeer.
We can't tell anybody what the other word was until you send
it
in, see if it makes it. Oh,
if it makes it to the Urban Dictionary. Well, we don't have a Brian. Are you done with your beans and what was the other thing?
Well, I have other stuff.
Oh, yeah, the rutabaga.
You know, read other stuff, but.
Well, your trends are they're just earth-moving, these trends. What other things?
I know, you know. Okay, would you consider yourself an adventurous eater?
Would I consider myself an adventurous eater? No.
Only you would say no.
Am I supposed to say yes?
Yeah. Well, 55% of Americans think they are.
I'm not. You mean like
you know,
eating
so
escargot and snails? I mean, snails
yeah,
and
that's
bugs
true.
And
you're
that
not.
Kind of stuff?
No.
No, I'm not.
Yeah, no, you're not. No.
No.
No. You're like the meat and potatoes and meat and potatoes.
I'm a chocolatier and a baconeer. Yep, that's me.
And bacon, yes. Well, if you want to know, this is funny. If you want to know how why fast food menus are being overloaded with the hot flavors and the extra spicy sauces, look no further than the millennials and their adventurous tastes. Yes, walk into any chain restaurant in America, and you're sure to encounter spicy new menu items that'll put a little sweat on your brow. And
yeah.
Here are just a few. And by the way, the one you and Brian were talking about last week, the Hardee's, and the Hardee's and Carl Jr.,
The El Dorado burger.
It
oh,
did.
My gosh.
El Diablo. Yep.
El Diablo.
El Dorado. What are you thinking of,
Carl? El Diablo burger, yes. I call it something different
okay, Clint,
every week.
Clint Eastwood, that was a great movie. But anyway, Wendy's rolled out two hot, limited-time menu items. That's you, brilliant. Hot. The jalapeno Fresno spicy chicken sandwich and the ghost pepper fries. You haven't been there, Kevin.
Ghost pepper fries at Wendy's?
Yeah. And you know what's funny? I have to admit, I thought of Hulk Hogan, Eddie, and I thought of John Dilly when I read that one.
Wow.
Yeah, they're trying to really. They don't care. Yeah, they don't worry about the hot foreign. So you need to Wendy's, and I think Brian's gonna need to do this and get that hot of the jalapeno fresco spicy chicken sandwich, and the ghost pepper fries, and then you got the Hardee's and the Carl's. Yep, the El Diablo. It's four sources of fiery flavor. Like you guys said, it's the jalapeno, the crunchy jalapeno popper, the spicy habanero bacon sauce, and the pepper jack cheese. They call it the fast food's hottest burger or a lava bomb.
I'm still stuck on the ghost pepper fries. That's pretty cool.
Hey,
guess what? Hey, we got Brian. I don't know where he's been hiding out, but either he was taking a nap or something was on his blog talk. But I'm sure he has a story. Hold on a second. Oh, Winesar, are you there? Oh, Winesar, it's not working. There he is. Are you there?
I was having technical difficulties.
You fell asleep, didn't you?
And
yes,
you
were right. You were right. Old age catches up to you, and you just have to have a nap once in a while. I woke up, and I'm like, I think I'm supposed to be calling the show.
Well, it's almost over now.
Better
you missed all the
never.
Fun.
I'm sure you guys did fine without me.
No, really, it wouldn't tell a certain story because he needed his buddy there to, you know.
I do need to. And Laurie, wait a minute, Ryan, you didn't really miss much because Laurie was talking about the new trends in food. You know how her trends are like 40 years old. So, Laurie, do you have any more trends you want to share before?
Oh,
I
guess I was right in sleeping through them.
Thanks, guys. Like I say, I don't write it; I just read it.
Well,
I have to just say I
went out to the botanical gardens this afternoon to just, you know, cleanse my mind because, you know, whenever I have to do the show and, you know, and be on the air with you, Grill, it's like I need to cleanse my mind. So I just I guess my brain was a little bit, you know, too much jelly and I was too relaxed and I just sort of lapsed into it, you know, into this coma.
You zoned.
I zoned.
Did you hear us talking about the ghost? I mean, talking about Darkseid. Ghost pepper fries at Wendy's.
Ghost pepper fries. Okay.
Yeah.
I'd like to know who's the first person that's going to sue for that one.
Yeah, tell me about it.
Brian, I just said you guys have to go there, and you're going to have to test it and then talk about it because it's Wendy's is one, you know, the rough of foods that make your brow sweat.
Yes.
Now, wait a second. Grillion wimps out on jalapenos, all right?
I know,
you want them to go test
good.
Out ghost peppers? And you want
ghost
me to
pepper
test
fries.
Out? I thought you were my best friend.
You
want me to kill myself?
Yes, but that's a whole other story. But, Laurie, who else has on the list? So we got Wendy's and we got Carl's Jr. / Hardee's. Who else has got a hot one?
And then you got Burger King. They introduced
other than me, what? Burger King what? What? I'm sorry.
Introduced a spicy Big Fish sandwich.
Oh, come on.
It's a spicy...
Oh, that was a while ago.
They're just talking about... Well, they're just talking about... In general, the story is basically, you might have missed it, but it says, would you consider yourself an adventurous eater? And 65% of Americans do. And what they're saying is, you know, we're being overloaded with all these hot flavors, extra spicy sauces, but it's, you know, it's the millennials, you know, that feel they're the adventurous ones with, you know, all this spicy food. And that's how they got on the subject of what came out this year that like everybody's trying to compete. You know, who can have the hottest this and the hottest that.
Well, I mean, I know I had some fish sandwich. I don't remember if it was Burger King. It may have been Burger King that had like a habanero sauce on it or something. So that may be the one they're talking about.
That's probably it. It's called the Spicy Big Fish.
I'll tell you a real nasty one. You can get a 2 for $4. Have you had that the McFish at McDonald's with the Old Bay seasoning on it?
Oh yeah, I've had that one. Yes.
What did you think?
I mean, it was okay. It was nothing special because it was like, okay, so it had some Old Bay on it. You know,
yeah.
It was,
I love Old
Bay. It was like fried socks with Old Bay seasoning.
Fried?
Yeah.
Socks.
I mean,
do you eat fried socks, Brilliant?
I'm just imagining
how do you know
what it would taste like. I've never been a fan of the mixed fish. What they call it, the mixed fish filet, whatever they call it. It has that cheese and that tartar sauce. There's something about that tartar sauce that it feels like it's ripping the top of my mouth, the skin off my mouth. It's a weird feeling. Maybe it's just me. Maybe I'm allergic to it, but that's a nasty sandwich to be in with. Anyway, I guess.
Hey, wait, and for this, I actually called in the show.
Yes, this is why you called
in.
Yeah, did
I actually call in too?
Hey, that's a great segue. I got to tell my story.
Hang up again.
I got to tell my story. This is great. Sorry, Laura, you're done with your trend. Speaking of McDonald's.
I'll just continue it next week.
Yeah, carry it on next week. Okay. I'm going to have to read a little bit on this because I'm going to set this story up a little bit. When it comes to McDonald's, everyone seems to have an opinion about what the company needs to do differently. Okay, I don't know if you guys know, but McDonald's sales are down, their profits are down. In fact, they just got rid of their CEO, and they've got a new CEO, and they're coming out with a new plan on May the 4th. They're going to turn the company around. And now it says, among the challenges it is facing are intensifying competition and an image for serving junk food that just can't seem to shake. Yeah, okay. Already this year, McDonald's has given a nod to, listen, the clean label trend with a simplified grilled chicken recipe and announced plans to curb the use of antibiotics in raising chicken. In March, it also hosted a turnaround summit for franchisees in the U.S. Okay, you guys with me so far?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody still awake? The company isn't providing specifics on what will be revealed in May, but McDonald's is one of those names that elicits strong opinions from all corners, and many of them conflict. Now, one thing they are going to do is they're going to be serving Egg McMuffins and all breakfast items around the clock. Now, that's a great idea. I love their breakfast. I could eat their breakfast anytime. So I hate it. Mm-hmm. You go into McDonald's and you say, I'd like to order bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, please.
Too
I'm
late.
Sorry, sir. We stopped serving 7 minutes ago. Well, make me one anyway.
Yeah.
Matter of fact, remember that movie, Falling Down with, what was that, Michael Douglas? And he's
can't say I do.
Anyway, that's me. But they're going to start serving 24/7 Egg McMuffins, et cetera. But, okay, I'm not going to read this whole article because it's long. But, okay, Brian, what do you think McDonald's problem is?
Well, honestly, I think that they have not really done anything innovative. You know, okay, Burger King, they've taken the Whopper and they've mutated it into different burgers. McDonald's has never done anything to the Big Mac, you know, and it's the same boring two patties with that disgusting sauce, and
right.
I just don't think that McDonald's has ever done anything really innovative. You know, I would say that Hardee's is really kicking their butt,
yeah,
because Hardee's comes out with something new like every month.
All right, now,
you know, and McDonald's
thought,
seems to have
thought,
the same boring stuff.
I'm sort of with you, but I got a different twist on it. Okay, Laurie, what's wrong with McDonald's?
Mm-hmm. I think the problem is they're trying to please everyone. I think they just need to stick to what they've been doing all along.
Hey,
they've been doing this forever. Just
right,
stay
now,
with what you're doing. Don't try to please everyone.
Brian,
just keep pleasing
Brian, you
pleasing.
Actually hit on it too. I think the whole problem is they're trying to be politically correct. Their whole issue is they should just say, look, folks, we make crappy Big Macs. Two off-beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions on a sesame seed bun. That's what we do. We have Ronald McDonald, and we have the Hamburglar, and we do all that stuff. We feed your children crap, but that's what we do. They're trying to please everybody. You can't please everybody. Why don't they just go back to basics? And I think that's why Hardee's and Carl's Jr. they're doing so well because they don't care. They're actually putting out burgers that are like, what did we say last week? 1,100 calories for that burger that we were eating? Something like that.
Yeah. 13 or something. Yeah.
Yeah, it was like 13 something.
I think McDonald's is trying to reinvent themselves. Okay, whoop-de-doo, they put apple slices in the Happy Meal. What kid wants apple slices? They want French fries.
But to me, that's not innovative. And they're talking about, you know, raising chickens without antibiotics. I mean,
yeah.
Are we gonna see the end of the pink slime stuff that they use to make the chicken McNuggets?
Well, that actually is an improvement.
I mean. You know, you're right. I mean, they're trying to please everybody by making, you know, looking at their calories and looking at this. It's junk food. Make better junk food.
Right.
You know?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
You know, keep innovating the junk food. Make it exciting. Make people want to go to McDonald's.
Right.
You know? You'll never see an El Diablo burger at McDonald's.
No,
they're losing their base. They're losing me, the guy who basically grew up on McDonald's and it didn't do anything to me. But I don't understand the whole philosophy. Why we've got to be vegan, they've got to be antibiotic, and they got to appeal to the whole food bay crowd and yada, yada, yada. Come on. You're
they have the best coffee,
food.
Though.
They do have great coffee.
Okay.
You exactly.
Yeah,
right.
I mean,
fried.
Who
Come
goes
on.
Who goes to a fast food place to order a salad? I mean,
no
honestly.
No one. Go to a buffet and get it. I mean, just go home and just go and make a salad. I mean, anybody can have a salad. It's one thing I have to say. When we go to a restaurant, and a fancy restaurant, and really it knows this, I will never, it's very rare that I will order a salad. Even if it's like the most greatest inventive salad with everything you could possibly think of, I don't get it because I can make a nice salad at home. I'd rather have, you know, a different type of appetizer and not fill myself on lettuce or whatever. I shouldn't say that, but on, you know, on romaine or arugula or something real fancy. But in general, I don't order a salad out at a restaurant because then I'll start getting full. And I want to save it for
yeah,
something
right.
else.
You're paying $50, you want to eat. And it's kind of like that at McDonald's. I mean, I don't want McCrouton. I don't want a peel slime burger and fries.
Oh boy!
I think that's their problem. They're just trying to be politically correct, and they might be politically correct.
They're going all over in
their,
all different directions. Yep.
You can't be the best French fries anymore if nothing else is exciting in the restaurant.
True.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the days when, you know, you could go to a rest stop and there was a McDonald's and a Burger King, and we would go to the Burger King for the burger and the McDonald's for the fries. Because
the French
the
fries.
Burger King,
oh, yeah.
The Burger King fries were terrible, and the McDonald's fries were, you know, were great, and, you know, there was nothing exciting about a Big Mac.
Exactly.
You know? So
it's not supposed to be.
I think they tried with those chicken wraps, but I've tried all three of them, and I didn't think they succeeded with them. Yeah, they're trying to look at calories and be healthy, but they had interesting flavors, but they were so poorly constructed that I decided I was never going to have one again because I would always wind up with, like sauce on my hands, and, you know, it was like everything was sticky and so I didn't get them anymore. It was a good idea, but they didn't execute it well.
I'd say they just come back instead of having the quarter pounder, the half pounder, the Big Mac. Just, you know, slap some hot sauce on it and it's jalapenos, and just forget about being politically correct. Trying to make everybody healthy is help go, you know, go catch or something. I don't know. Hey, what
but
other
sure
one other
st- okay.
Well, go ahead. Finish
okay.
your thought.
Well, no, but it's true. McDonald's doesn't. Their name is never anywhere on our food news, as far as, you know, like Brian just said, something different or innovative. Or McDonald's is doing the, you know, the hot peppers or hot pepper wings. Or, you know, they're not. There's nothing going on. It's just the same old, same old, same old, same old. And they need to either say,
oh,
we're going to just stay this way, or we're going to make
yeah,
you know, we're going to be like the Hardee's.
Yeah, But it's like the tofu. I mean, they're trying to do things like the tofu burger and stuff like that. And I'm just
telling you. Why they're going that way.
Because they get so much political pressure. Okay, real quick, another quick story. Unbelievable. Time's almost up. This is really cool. The ring tab on beer cans. Remember those?
You mean the pull tab?
Yeah, the ring pull tab, yes. The old one with the little ring on it.
Which
I guess they did away with a few years ago because I guess they were dangerous from what they tell us. But anyway, did you know that the ring tab, pull tab is 50 years old this year? And this is the cool part. When archaeologists do studies now in different areas, they actually are finding ring tabs in the soil, and they can tell certain things based on studies they're doing based on the age of bones and the age of different things based on the number of ring tabs that they find. And it just, I thought it was very interesting. The ring tab has become an archaeological's tool to date certain things in the grass and in the dirt. And it says, once an artifact attains the 50-year threshold, it is eligible to be recorded as an archaeological site or an isolated find in most states. So if you find a ring tab, you've actually got an archaeological site at your house. I know I can go to my grandfather's old house and there'd be like a million of them there.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that pretty cool?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, don't you realize that we're now considered artifacts because we're all 50?
That's true. This means that even beverage can pull tabs are eligible, listen to this, for protection under state and federal law. There's an archaeological find. That's what the article says. Now, don't believe everything you hear on this show, but that's what this article says.
Does that mean I have to start digging up my yard?
Go clean up your yard.
Oh, well. Anyway, this article is like 4 miles long. I'm not going to read the rest of it. But ring tabs came into existence in 1965 and meet the minimum age threshold now to be called archaeological finds. Anyway. All right, we're almost out of time. Brian, I know you took a nap, so you're probably feeling better, but is there anything else you would like to add before we close out the show?
I don't know. I'm so far behind now. I missed the first 20 minutes.
And you missed a bunch of stuff. When you missed 20 minutes of Green Ideas Radio, oh, my gosh, it's like you've missed the world, Brian.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? Like we tell everybody else, I'll have to go back and listen to the replay.
There you go.
By the way, you didn't hear the announcement. I did announce that Hot Box Grills will be a partner of the show for the next 90 days.
Oh, nice.
And that's pretty cool. So
that's good.
It's good.
So when are you going to start grilling on your hot box? Oh,
well,
that's the best.
As soon as I get it, as soon as the UPS,
that
soon
sounded,
the UPS shows
that sounded
up there.
Pretty shady.
As soon as Hot Box Grills comes, yeah, UPS shows up here, that's when I'll start. But they're going to be one of our new partners in crime here on Green Ideas Radio. And we are almost out of time. And, of course, you know Brian didn't want to say it to Laurie, and you know what her answer always is. But, Laurie, do you have anything you'd like
anything?
To add?
One of these days I'm going to shock you guys. I'm gonna have something to say. I'm gonna plug this guy. I'm very excited about this hot box because I can't wait for you to start cooking on it for me, and I can't wait to start having the neighbors over to taste it. They'll be sniffing it, and then you can start showing pictures again because people are saying we haven't seen pictures lately. I'm like, we've been busy, and it's been cold and rainy, but we'll get there, and you'll start posting delicious pictures again. So. Cool.
Oh, wait, so now instead of asking you what's on the big green egg, I'm going to have to ask you what's on the hot box?
What's on the hot
box?
Yeah,
that's what you're going to have to say.
Oh, we'll have fun with that one.
Oh,
yeah.
We'll have lots of fun with that one. All right, everybody. We actually blew through 45 minutes. We've got a guest going to be joining us next week. He's got a really cool invention. If you haven't seen it yet, it's called the Ribbolator, and he's got some really neat things he's working on. He'll be joining us next Sunday night for a few minutes to talk about his new inventions, and check out, I think it's ribbolator.com, but you can find him on Facebook, and we'll find out more about that next week. And thank you for joining us. As far as the musical guest, Brian, remember that whole story? I don't know what's going on. We're not going to have the musical guest for a while, so you don't have to suffer through my music yet, but that's going to happen soon, too. We're going to have a whole hour of very interesting music, but for some reason we can't get the dates matched up. Bam, let's see what else
we have here. But we have a musical guest. We have Laurie.
That's true. Speaking of Laurie, that's a good. There you go. That's a good segue. We're gonna play Laurie's music, and don't forget, everybody, check out Laurie's myhappybooks.com. You can't buy the books yet, but you can check out the website. The books will be coming very, very soon. And this song that we close out the show with. I don't know if you've noticed or if you understand what we're saying, but Laurie actually is singing in this song. She's the lead singer of the song. It's called I Want to Be Happy. And, of course, she's always happy. So, everyone, have a nice week next week. Come join us again next Sunday. Brian, go back to sleep. Laurie, be happy. And I'm going to push the button so we can get out of here.
Of course I'm happy.
Of course you are. Oh,
I want to be happy, but I won't be happy till I make you happy too. Life's really worth living when we are mirth giving. Why can't I give some to you? Happy too.